finally got shells on, what do you look forward to, and what do you expect out of the guys when they first get those pads on?
Just want guys to come and execute like we want them to, and I don't think we'll see as many All-Americans today. But you want to see guys go out and compete and like I said, execute at a high level. And we're going to thud it up a little bit, not take anybody to the ground, but get those pads clacking nice and loud. And want to see who can move people up front and you say execute.
Last couple of days, we've been that defense has been sort of winning the practice. How has the offense sort of been adjusting and reacting to that?
Well, that's typical when you just have helmets on. If defense is not winning those practices, then we got some big issues with our football team. So it'll be interesting to see how the day goes with the pads on. It'll be a little different with pads on.
Schooler playing on offense?
Who told you that? We got leaks around here?
No. Fake news or real news?
No, we're going to put school over there and see what he can do. Yesterday we let him run a couple routes and he looked pretty good. So we figured we'll come bring him over there and let him see what he can do.
Would he stay? Would the idea be to pick one side and right now lean towards offense?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but we're just going to try to find out where the best position for all of our players, and make sure we put them in the best position to help the football team.
Would he impress you a little bit on day one?
He didn't do much. He just ran one route, actually. But he impressed me with that route that he ran for a guy that hadn't been taught anything, just to get out there and run it. So I told Coach Johnson, make sure you don't overcoach him. Just let him play football.
Hey, Coach, given the lack of experience you guys have at wide receivers, is there something that Justin can do kind of throughout fall camp to get everyone on the same page or more guys on the same page?
Yes, just put it in their hands and hope that they catch the football, and just keep holding those guys accountable to doing their job. And when he throw the ball what he's supposed to, he wants them to catch him, and he needs to demand that they catch the football every time he throws it to them. They all played football before, and they all caught passes. They're just in a new place, so they just got to continue to grow. And luckily, we don't play tomorrow. They still have time to grow. And right now is that learning stage for a lot of those guys. So they're still trying to learn the plays and then want to execute on top of it. And I think the more they learn, the better the execution will be with all of them. So, again, I've been impressed with a lot of them here early in camp. And I think as we go on and once we kind of step back from installing, I think we'll see those guys perform a lot better than what they're doing now.
How'd you hear about the walk-on quarterback you got, Irwin? How'd he kind of end up here?
I know at one point he was going to Boise. Yeah, and Coach Arroyo brought him to my attention and showed him some film on him and said it'd be great to keep him here.
Sounds like he's kind of got a pretty decent build, pretty athletic guy. It seems like he's like 6'1", got some bulk, 6'1", 210 or something like that, and seems like a pretty athletic guy.
He throws the football well. I've been impressed with him too the last couple of days when he gets in there, and again, the kid don't sweat or anything. He just go out and just play football.
First day with the freshmen with the veterans, that's only one day, but did they seem to fit in pretty well early on?
Yeah, I think we got to get those guys a little more reps than what we did yesterday, so I'm looking forward to the day getting them more reps with the older guys. But we have some young guys that can play, and I'm really excited about them. And I think they're getting their entire football team excited about them. And again, still early. And don't take too much from the helmet days. They all can play with just helmet. Now let's see how the young guys react once you have on shoulder pads and helmet. So that'll be interesting.
Coach, the dorm living situation that you guys have been doing, I know you said you wanted players to get closer to each other. How have you seen that pay off, or have you, over the last week?
It's been good, just coaches and players, staying in there. It's a little warm in there. We got fans, we have the windows open and fans in the windows and everything to try to get some air in there. But other than that, it's been really good, especially with guys, rooming with guys, again, they don't normally hang with, or offensive guys with a defensive guy. It's pretty cool, especially when you sit down and talk to the kids and hear them talk about some of their conversation they're having in there. It's like, that's what we want. That it? It's early. You guys don't have a lot of questions. I love it. So we're going to have practice in the morning every day now. You guys good?
Thanks, man.
Hey, I appreciate you all.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.